Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on. So I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, betterhelp.com/mascara.
Hello, everyone. It's Fat Mascara. I'm Jessica.
Why you look so cheeky? Hi, everyone. I'm Jen. Let me just tell you, you are like a copper dream. She just like swiped on this lipstick and was like, let's do this. You were bringing me all the late 90s spice, and I love it.
I've got like, ever since you said,
why are you snapping?
Ever since you said TLC, I've got creep in my head. So I've got like the horns going in my head and like some satiny bottoms and a top with just like one button and a wind machine.
Yes. R.I.P. Chili. Anyway, the color.
Chili, it was, that, it was like, left eye. You just knocked off Chili.
Oh my God, it was left eye. Oh, no. I'm so sorry, ladies. I'm so sorry. Your legacy does not deserve that from me.
No.
This color, though, is, what did you just swipe on for
Jesus
me?
Jesus Christ.
What is that lip color?
So, you know, did your dog just shake his tail or like whack? Like,
yeah, I was going to edit that out, but now that you've mentioned it and everybody heard it, sure.
Listen. Leonard Lauder coined the thing called the lipstick index several decades ago. Like when the economy goes down, the lipstick, people start buying lipstick.
Yeah, Julian just talked about it on Friday interview.
Okay, there we go.
Totally. Everybody remembers. So we're all here.
So people are arguing about whether or not the recession is here or if it's a, you know, if it's more, you know, people are just kind of scared of it. We can table that. But I did feel this weird nostalgic, like it was a compulsion. The other day, it was a Saturday evening, and I was out at CVS with Lake, and I just like was passing through the drugstore aisle, and I was like, I wonder if they still have this shade that I used to like from L'Oreal. Wonder if they still have this one by Revlon. And I just started buying stuff. I don't know. I just felt like a crazed lunatic.
Remember, I used to sit in those pharmacy aisles for hours.
And some of them, it was like looking at an old comic book or like looking for an old candy bar.
Hello,
like,
friends. Yeah.
It was like, I wanted to feel it. I wanted to smell it. I wanted to like get it in my hand.
Is it maple? Is it a maple?
This one I've never had. So I'm wearing something. Okay, this is, first of all, I think, I got to tell you, L'Oreal Color Riche lipsticks, I do think that they perform super luxe. Like, I'm not being paid by L'Oreal. I'm not getting any kickbacks. Okay, like, there's no deal here. This is not an ad. I've always thought that they go toe-to-toe with premium luxury lipsticks. They really do. So... Mm-hmm. This one is called Organza, and it is hella coppery and shimmery. I meant to ask you, Jenna, I'm not really wearing any makeup. I'm just wearing mascara, which is like blurry right now. And I'm wearing a little foundation, but there's no blush, there's no concealer, there's nothing going on. Yeah. So I think this might play better with a full face of makeup, but what do you think on me?
I don't know. It is on your Color Guru palette for sure. Yeah. This is a fall. What was your subcategory again? I can always
like warm autumn. Warm autumn.
I knew she has a better name than that, the Color Guru. It's autumn, but it's not warm. It's not twilight. It was something like that. Anyway, this is definitely your color. Like, it's giving me spice. It's giving me like fall snowflakes and like shimmer and maple and brown sugar, and I'm feeling it.
But is it like more grandma-y or is it like edgy? I can't tell if it's like cool and edgy and retro.
I think with a full face, it would go grandma. I think with the cleaner face, it feels like 90s cool, like, you know, throwback to a little bit of a frosty copper. But like if you put on a full face and or contoured and or got too matchy-matchy with some eyeshadow, then we'd be working girl, you know?
Okay. That's interesting. All right.
That's where I'm going with it. That happened to me last night. I went out to a DS and Durga party and I did a extended eyeliner, like a big eyeliner, and I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, if I curl my lashes and put mascara, I think this is going to read as too much. Like, it kept it more editorial by not putting mascara on it.
So take it down. Yeah, absolutely. So take some
like if
down.
You're doing one thing, like, it can't look too done. I feel like Peter Phillips would have agreed with me. Yeah. It's like, you know, my little container of nothing came
Bring your container of nothing. So,
and I've never gone out without mascara, but like I had on a thick black liner. Like I didn't need mascara. Like
I love that.
I didn't feel the need to lay an egg, as they say in Belgium.
I love that.
In Flemish, which I don't speak and I could never repeat. So
can I tell you the other thing I got? And then we can move off my like, you
yes.
know, supermarket.
So we got some Organza lipstick, Color Riche, got it.
And then I bought Revlon, drumroll, Toast of New York.
I almost said it. I was like, it's either going to be Coffee Bean or Toast of New York.
Coffee Bean is also frosty.
You were a Toast of New York girl, and I was a Blackberry girl. Go on.
Oh, I had Blackberry too. It was kind of a toss up, but I feel like I still have things that are Blackberry.
I feel like you can't do both. I feel like you're either a Blackberry girl or a Toast of New York girl.
That's like people who say they don't like cats and dogs.
So, how does Toast of New York hold up? Is it still a classic?
I remembered it being more brown, and it went more orange on me. So, I was a little disappointed. I sent it to my friend, and she was sent it
our
to
J.Y. Our teeth are also not as white as they were when we were that age, so that might be part of the problem.
I sent it to J.Y. She said it still looks good on you, but I thought it was going to be more brown on me. It's still a really good color. The scent is still great. It's still a nice formula.
It's a very warm color. I could never wear it because I'm olive and I already, you know, it's not my Color Guru colors. It just, it has an orange undertone. It sure does. Yeah. Whereas like a spice might have more of a rosewood brown undertone. That was always more of a coppery brown. Yeah. But whatever, I am here for it. I'm so glad Lake was there with you for these purchases.
She put on Toast of New York this morning. She grabbed it.
Yes.
And I said, and then I thought, why am I eyeing her? Let her play. So she's
not my Tom Ford Spanish pink. So you're allowed.
No, she's playing with that too. She's plays with it all. She's, you know, I'm trying to let her be free. Let her be free.
Be herself. Yeah.
Be yourself. So anyway, she's having a great time with makeup.
And so are you apparently.
Yeah. So, okay.
You know what we should do? We should have a beauty podcast where we just like talk about makeup and shouldn't we do that? Wouldn't that be fun? This is how it all began, guys. Anyway, here we are, Fat Mascara, your favorite beauty podcast. We're going to do the news. We're going to raise wands. We have an excellent, the homework. People heard the homework. They are bringing the moisture.
Excellent.
So we have some moisturizing hair for you from a listener. We raise our wands. We have a great episode. Jess looks amazing. Her lips are organza'd. Let's do this.
Okay, ready for some news headlines?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Big, big news for Makeup by Mario. I've got to say, I love this brand, so I'm very happy for him. So Makeup by Mario just got a big, big investment. So he got a $40 million minority growth investment from Provenance. It's a consumer-focused private investment firm dedicated to helping brands navigate the complexities of omnichannel growth, and Silas Capital, which is an emerging growth equity and venture capital firm that invests behind exceptional next-generation consumer brands. I wrote that, can't you tell? So here's what Mario had to say about that. He said that they were at an important milestone in the company's growth, and they were looking for the right financial partners to guide us on the next step of that journey, and their goal was to build a legacy that they can be proud of, one based on timeless beauty principles, and they found ideal partners in Provenance and Silas for that journey. So what's interesting—
Move over Francoise Nard. Here comes Mario.
So what's been really cool about Makeup by Mario is they're not just doing, you know, they're not just following trends. They're really building star products and core products that are big hits. So— best of luck to Makeup by Mario. I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of success to come.
If the size of the lip pencil I have for Makeup by Mario is a judge, yes, because it is a nubbin at this point. I love those lip pencils so much. Like, I might need a new one soon. Like, when's the last time you ran out of a lip pencil, right?
Oh, gosh, 1999.
Right, but I love. It has the brush on the one end, and yeah, he makes good products. Okay, what else we got?
Big news from Sephora. Now, Sephora— this is interesting. Sephora left the UK in May 2005. They're coming back. They've just announced a huge return. They're going to be back in the UK in spring, opening up a flagship store in London in the Westfield Mall, which is in White City. So, by the way, that mall was like, I kind of really liked it whenever I needed to feel like very Jersey. I would go to that mall. So
when you lived in England and wanted a piece of Jersey, what?
Just when if I ever felt like homesick, I would go to the Westfield Mall. Like the only person who like was like, I can't wait to go to the mall in London. Okay. So Sidebar. So Sephora is going to be taking up a 6,000 square foot store, which is going to have makeup, fragrance, skincare, hair care, wellness, and from over 140 brands, including Drunk Elephant, Summer Fridays, Fenty, and then, of course, exclusive to the UK and Sephora, our friend Makeup by Mario. And the store is also going to have a grand beauty hub. It sounds so fabulous, so British, the grand beauty hub, which the business said will provide memorable experiences for customers as they explore makeup, skincare, hair care, fragrance, body, and personalized gifting. That sounds very interesting.
Personalized gifting?
I know. Personalized gifting.
When is gifting not personalized?
Well, I guess you're just getting gift wrap.
Oh, like gift with purchases will be personalized for the customer.
They didn't specify, but maybe it could, I don't know. Who knows? It could have, maybe it's a compact with your initials. I don't know.
Yeah, I get it. In my head, it was that like you go there and you're like, I need to buy my mom a lipstick. Who can help me? And
okay.
I was like, that's how stores work.
No. But it's so amazing to think that Sephora, which is such a giant, was not in the UK for, you know, over 10 years. But they do have their website just, I think, returned at the end of last year to the UK. A competitor, Space NK, just opened their biggest store ever in Westfield just now. And that is...
also in the Jersey Mall, by way of...
I'm sure everybody at Westfield...
That's what it's going to be for me now. Sorry.
I mean, it's a fantastic mall. Space NK just opened a store as well, their biggest one ever in Westfield as well. So that's going to be very interesting.
Ooh, the beauty wars.
Yes, beauty wars over at Westfield.
Space NK versus Sephora at the mall.
I might have to take a field trip. Okay, Lancôme has just announced a new spokesperson. Now, for Lancôme, we're used to seeing people like Penelope Cruz, Julia Roberts, of course. Well, they have a new one, Emma Chamberlain. And we all know who Emma Chamberlain
I
is.
I did see that. I cannot believe with her mouth and her attitude and her personality, they signed up for that. I cannot wait. It is. I love it.
Such a sea change. So for anyone who does not know who Emma Chamberlain is, she is, I hate calling her what the press release calls her. This was on the PR Newswire. American Gen Z-er.
Oh, God.
I mean.
All right, fine.
Listen.
They're like, look, we're hip.
I mean, it's just funny to reduce someone to their generation.
Their age.
Right.
It actually makes them look like so see-through about why they've chosen this new spokesperson, like perhaps because of her age. But yeah. She's a creator.
Creator. They say fashion
riot sometimes.
Fashion icon, entrepreneur, girl of the 21st century. Yes, American Emma Chamberlain. So, you know, she got very famous on, you know, social really just for, you know, being herself. She's had a YouTube channel since she was 16. She has her own coffee line. She's kind of like...
Oh, she's so...
All over the place. But she's got a lot of, you know, she's got a sense of humor. She's self-deprecating. She is beautiful. She, you know, has been acknowledged by Forbes. She's kind of all over the place.
I saw her house on like, it was their Architectural Digest or something. And I was just like, wow, she's got good taste.
I've not seen it.
It's gorgeous.
Well,
yeah.
She's got good taste. She's got a, you know, a cool personality. People really like her. And it she's kind of an unexpected choice for Lancôme, which is really been about...
Girl talks about boogies and, like, her GI problems. Like, yeah, like, you wouldn't see Isabella Rossellini, like, an icon of Lancôme's for years, you know.
Well, you wouldn't see her doing it presenting that face for, you know, how... Presenting that face for Lancôme. And yeah, she's not known for doing that.
This is
cool. So she is a new part of the family, and she has a new web series just for Lancôme. And I looked at some of it, and it's her kind of being a little bit irreverent all around Paris. So very cute.
Cute.
So yeah, you know what? But you know what Lancôme did a while ago? And when I say a while ago, it's really been a while now. But they were the first brand to work with Michelle Phan. So they have done...
Yeah.
They have made some strides in that way, like, and been really...
But Michelle Phan was, to me... It's funny. She was a voice of her generation, like the millennial. Like, she was the early... When the millennials were, like, the new hot thing of, like, YouTube video and instructional. And, like, yeah, this is, like, a shift in...
Yeah, so...
I like that.
Yeah, so this is, you know, they did it before. They're doing it again. Oh, her web series, by the way, is called How Do You Say Beauty in French? And she's, like, gallivanting around Paris. Okay, another new face. Notice a theme for this week's news. Emily Ratajkowski.
Yeah, because everybody was sick of my science corner, so we're getting
I'm fighting back unintentionally. Okay, Emily Ratajkowski. Okay, Emrata. She is the new face of Flower Bomb. Okay, I absolutely love Flower Bomb's like ad campaigns. I love Victor and Rolf. Interesting choice for them. They're choosing somebody. Well, I mean, it's not that unexpected, but very sensational, very, I don't want to say polarizing, but maybe. It's very...
The fragrance or the person?
No, the fragrance.
Emrata or
no,
Flower
Emrata.
Bomb?
No, Emrata. She
oh, okay.
She definitely...
Because Flower Bomb can be a little polarizing too.
Yeah, I mean, it's big. It's
bold. A lot for me.
Yeah.
It's a very bold floral.
I like it.
And it has gourmandy undertones, right?
It's a gourmand. There's just some patchouli in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's big. You're in or you're out.
It's like an angel of its era. Like, I don't know.
It is an angel of its era.
You know, if it's Terry Mugler, angel, like its progeny to me might be Victor and Rolf, Flower Bomb, both because of the awesome, cool bottle, but the in-your-face kind of juice.
No,
it's
you're
like
right.
A big juice.
It's a very
and
big juice.
And that kind of matches with her personality now that I'm like, I can see where they went with this in the boardroom.
Yeah. She's going to be in, you know, an S&V Nude campaign. She's going to be in a short film. This all makes sense. It's very sexy. It's very bold. It does make sense, you're right, that she is in the campaign. So this also something that's very interesting, you know, it stuck around. It came out in 2005. It's been in the top 15 in the U.S. fragrances since it launched.
When you said it stuck around, I also was thinking about the juice because it has a sillage that's... Sillage?
Sillage.
That
I know. But yeah.
Sticks around.
So...
Like you spray it on a coat. Like you remember, you know, you put that coat back on. You're like, oh yeah, I wore Flower Bomb with this. I love that. When you put on a coat and it has fragrance on it. Don't you love that?
I actually love that with my scarves. I put it on my scarves and then I wrap it around.
Oh, scarves is even better if you happen to have like put it on right after you sprayed and then it like kind of infuses into the fabric and just wraps you in a little cocoon of scent.
Love that. That's one reason to love winter. And then finally, Ulla Henriksen. Ulla Henriksen is working with a designer who I really like. Jen, do you like this designer? Anina Bing? I feel like you would like her.
Well, you know, like I like all things Scandinavian.
Yes.
Like, I feel like I was born in the wrong region of the world. I thought this was a really cool partnership that like—
Me too.
I like this. Anine Bing, I also own some of her clothes because—
Yeah, they're great.
I think I'm Swedish deep inside.
Really, really great.
He's Danish, but still.
Danish.
No, he's not. He's Dutch. Yeah. What am I talking about?
He's Scandi. Scandinavian.
Yeah, all those countries.
They're both Danish. So, but they met in LA and, you know, Ulla Henriksen, he's such an interesting guy. He's so ahead of his time. He's been about wellness before, like wellness was a trend. And Anina Bang is very much about like simplicity and just the essentials. So the two of them are getting together to kind of create content and she's going to be talking about her go-tos. I really like that he is not partnering with like some random influencer. It feels like a right match to me. So I'm excited to see what they do together. I think this is really smart for both of them.
And I just want to take this moment to talk to our listeners in the Netherlands, in Finland, in Norway, in Denmark, in Sweden. I realize you are all separate countries. I'm sorry, I just lumped you all together as Scandinavian.
That was probably a good edit,
I'll
Jen.
I'll even apologize to the Iceland.
That was a good edit, Jen.
Well, because as I was thinking about it, I was like, it took me a while to figure out the difference between Danish and Dutch. I'm not going to lie. I feel really silly about that. So I don't want people to think that I think that you're all from one country. I clearly know.
That's
that
like when people do that with if people, you know, well, Americans are not known for our geography.
We are not. And that's why I wanted
it's
to
really
give
bad.
A, you know. So I wanted to make sure that our listeners understood that I did realize that that was not all the same. But I do think there is a Scandi culture that has been exported like to the rest of the world, that they're very proud of their design sense and all the coffee culture in Scandinavia, whatever. And now the Ulla and Anina partnership.
Well, he's going to be bringing diverse Scandinavian voices to its customers. So,
okay, so they're even saying Scandinavian. Yeah. So they lumped it together too.
Well,
okay,
let's not say lump. Let's not say lump together.
Okay, let's not say lump. Let's say smooth.
Gather.
I was thinking of a skincare word.
But anyway, I love both of those talents and I'm really happy. I think it makes sense because I think a lot of beauty brands often, and I get it, like people are trying to expand their reach. People are trying to grow their brands let's get Julian back on the show, but grow their brands in a way that makes sense and reach wider audiences, and everything is becoming more expensive and harder, and it's harder to reach people because of all the changing technology. But it's like this is a partnership that actually makes sense. So congratulations to both of them, and very cool. And I just love both of them. So anyway, that's the news.
I really enjoyed your glamorous businessy news that countered my sciency. Legal nerd news last week. You see, guys,
you get
both sides. It's like you get one podcast and you get two different personalities.
For free.
Two for one. It's amazing. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Aloe Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Aloe Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Aloe Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Aloe Moves. Go to aloemoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. Okay, it's time for Raise a Wand. And this one is from Melissa from New Jersey.
Hi, Jess and Jen. This is Melissa from New Jersey. And I would like to raise a wand to the Walita Rosemary Condition and Shine Hair Oil. I like to put it on my hair, focusing on the scalp and roots a couple hours before I wash my hair or even before a workout. I've noticed that my hair is a lot softer. It seems a lot more moisturized and even fuller after using it. I've also noticed that my scalp looks a lot better and I don't see as many flakes as I usually would in these dry winter months. It's a great product. It's easily found at places like Whole Foods or online, and it's a pretty reasonable price point as well. Thank you so much for the pod. I love listening every week and wishing you all the best. Thanks.
Melissa, thank you so much for taking your assignment so seriously
and bringing us the moisture, and not just the moisture, some like fairly affordable moisture. I love this. I love Valeda too. It's like one of my favorite brands. If you want to share, I'm keeping the homework the same because listen, I'm going to be dry until March. So is Jess. And everybody has had dry hair at some point, or as she said, a dry scalp. Tell us about the product, the scalp products, the hair products, even if it's a supplement or something that has really been saving your hair. Email your voice memo to info@fatmascara.com or call us. Jess, what's our phone number?
555-JEN-EDIT.
I haven't put you on a spot in a long time. Like, I just know I'm the one who needs to give the phone number. 646-481-8182. I'm definitely not picking up the phone. I'm very busy these days. I just listen to your voicemails once a week and go through them and have so much fun, like having one-sided conversations with you all. I love you. I love the fam. Okay, let's raise our own wands.
Yeah.
Would you like me to go first?
Go for it.
So this is interesting. I'm not sure if this is a usage that is appropriate, but that's how I'm using this product. I want to raise a wand to the Make Beauty, that brand. Uh-huh. Orbital Balm. First of all, Orbital Balm just like flows off my tongue. I love it. Clearly, from the name, you know that's actually meant for your eyes. And it is really nice on your eyes. It's like this, I don't want to say putty. It's like a creamy putty. Like it's a little bit of like a fill-in plumper. Temporarily like makes the lines less noticeable. So your concealer goes on smoother. Your eye looks brighter. I've been using it instead of concealer, like just like sort of patting it around my eyes. And I'm like, oh. Like if you don't need a lot of concealer because you don't have very dark circles, but you just need a little brightening and a little texture smoothing, mm-hmm. It's great for that. But then one time, I've been having really chapped lips as usual. I've been basting like Dr. Idris says too. And she actually uses Valeda to do that. She does the skin food and bastes. But I was like, let me see what happens if I put the Orbital Balm on my lips. Because my lips have even more texture than my eye area. It works like a little
nice.
It's like doesn't give you the gloss of a lip balm, but it sort of like makes those little craggly lines less noticeable.
Nice.
So I really liked it as sort of, I mean, it will make your lip color slide around more. So I haven't been wearing it with lip color, but I pat it on my lips when I'm about to like go on a Zoom meeting or have to see someone and my lips just look really cracked. But it's not shiny like Vaseline.
Yeah.
I just like it on my lips also. So Make Beauty, I hope that's okay that I'm using it as like a two-in-one product. $38, the Make Orbital Balm. Wow, that sounds exciting. Orbital Balm. It's
orbital
like
we're going
to take it into outer orbit. I don't even know. So that's my Raise a Wand. What's yours?
Okay, here's my Raise a Wand. I am obsessed with finding a hair gloss, okay? I don't mean like a hair serum or something, but I mean like a really amazing glossing spray. Now, back in the day, there was a store, okay, like gather around. And if you know what I'm talking about, scream or DM me. Please DM me if you know what I'm talking about. Cause I just like, I need somebody to remember. There was a product. It was like 2005, Bumble and Bumble Shine. And it came in a gold tube that was cardboard. And then inside was a white aerosol. But it was in a gold tube that was cardboard, gold cardboard. Mm-hmm. And it was a white aerosol. Mm-hmm. And it was like the most, it was like a silicone shine that was not greasy. And it just made your hair practically have like a cartoon, like ding, like when it was done. Okay.
It was like a set favorite. I saw it on set a lot. It'd be like for that last minute on the like, they would always just like, okay, and if it's not hitting the lights right, they'd do a little coating of that. And it would like, the hair would be like shampoo commercial hair.
It was shampoo commercial hair. And then mm-hmm. It was discontinued.
I remember it.
Discontinued. Okay. I don't know what happened. Obviously, there are
lower wand. Lower wand to when they discontinued
lower
that.
Wand. Like bury a wand. Like bury a wand, okay? Bury a wand to when they discontinued it. There's like one on eBay at several hundred dollars. I'm still thinking about it, okay? So because I don't know
don't
if
buy.
It's not even the price. It's like the fact that I'm not sure if it's like usable 20 years later. Fast forward. I'm still looking for some kind of similar product. This ain't it. But it's getting close, okay? I need an aerosol. I can't find it. The brand Rahua, mm-hmm. R-A-H-U-A, makes a glossing mist. Obviously, it's like eco, so it's not going to be like an aerosol. Those brands don't do stuff like that. It's just to spray it like 16 inches away from your hair. It's called Colorful with two L's, Colorful Glossing Oil Mist. It says to spray it. This is where the tip comes in, 16 inches away from your hair. Don't do it. I like to spray it in my hands and then like a hairstylist, rub it between my little paws. Mm-hmm. That's what they all do. They all do it. And then like pat it on your hands. Because
like skim it over your hair.
Skim it, yeah. Because if you spray it on your hair, even from far away, I still find that I'm not getting that distribution. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
I like to, paw it over my hand.
Because it doesn't have an aerosol, so the spray is too targeted for you.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Jen. Yes.
Science nerd.
Science giant, yes. I need to feel it. I need to like work it through my hair. But the shine it gives is definitely getting closer to that product that I still dream about. It's really great shine. It's very impressive.
I am excited that you found this. That sounds lovely. I also found while you were talking, someplace called Pasture Shaving website is selling the old Bumble and Bumble Big Shine Spray, the white aerosol in the gold foil cylinder for $36, and it says it's in stock. Do you think they've just been hoarding it for the last 16 years?
Send me the link.
I'm just sending you the link. What if you buy this and like it's actually it? But in the meantime, you have your raw.
It's so good. This company, I've got to investigate.
Yeah, let's investigate. I don't know
what's going on. Because they don't make
it anymore. Look, we just made your hair shiny. We gave your orbital bone a little glow. Then you also got a scalp and hair oil. You're so moisturized, everyone, as you go off to beauty sleep right now, aren't you? Like, don't you feel it? You feel the hydration?
I feel it too.
Get your beauty sleep. We'll see you on Friday.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.